Braden Brown now joined by Chase County girls basketball coach Clayton Happia. We always appreciate his insights here on our Coach's Corner program. Coach, coming off a big win last week that continued your season in sub-state action, knocking off Humboldt 48-31. Can you walk us through the ball game?
Absolutely. I think defensively, I was really, really happy with the girls' performance. We have historically, or throughout the season, struggled a little bit with the dribble drive. And so that was our focus. Humboldt runs kind of a perimeter shell, and they focus on attacking the middle with either circle cuts or with those drives in the middle. We were able to run our half-court man and ran it rather effectively. Only gave up 4 points in the first quarter, 9 points in the first half. I was really proud of the girls' effort and execution on the defensive end. Which then in turn led to us having some good offensive production as well. We did get a few runouts and scores in transition, but Humboldt ran a kind of a compact 2-3, which is something we've struggled with. And it was nice to see our ball movement increase a little bit. We were able to effectively get the ball to the post and even had some attacks from our guards on the perimeter, which made our offense look substantially better than it has in some previous outings.
And I know we've had plenty of chances to talk, you know, the last kind of 3 weeks of the season. And, you know, you guys, you say you're playing some of the best basketball of the season. And obviously, it's a great time to be playing your best basketball of the season.
Absolutely. You know, even if we look right back to after the conference or our league tournament, we had that loss to Remington at home. We lost to Eureka on the road. And we really felt like we had good performances on those. We were getting better each game. And then we had the addition of Madeline Wilson back to the lineup, as well as Natalie Neff. And we've continued to get better. Those two add a lot, but our other core players have continued to get better. And we've really been peaking at a good time here.
You mentioned Eureka. That's who you're playing tomorrow night, making a trip over there. Can you walk us through maybe some of the big moments in that first game against them and how you're using that to get ready for tomorrow's matchup with them?
Absolutely. The one glaring statistic from that last game was we were down 0-17 after the first quarter, and Eureka did nothing special other than come out with a lot of intensity and ball pressure, and we just didn't handle it well. They really weren't scoring in the half court set, but we had a lot of live ball turnovers that led to runouts for them. And we just really didn't get an effective look the entire first quarter offensively. But I think the good news is those last three quarters, we actually outscored them 28-25 in quarters 2, 3, and 4. And the girls kind of made a good mental adjustment. And then they saw that they were able to physically do it as well, which I think helped in so many ways. Like I mentioned, we are playing substantially better than we were a month and a half ago right now. And so our focus has been continuing to grow and improve in all the areas that we have been, but also knowing that the biggest key to our success is being able to handle their ball pressure and their intensity right off the tip.
Clayton Happy, Chase County girls basketball coach, chatting with us as we get ready for sub-state action tomorrow in the semifinals. You may have answered my next question, Coach. What's going to be the biggest key in this matchup against Eureka?
Yeah, absolutely. Offensively, handling their press and their ball pressure is going to be really big. Once we handle that press, we have to just be able to execute in the half-court setting. The first game I mentioned not getting effective looks, that came because they were pushing us off the three-point line. We were not effectively holding our spots where we want to catch. So we've been working on catching on time and on target where we want to be. I think if we can do those things, we'll be able to succeed in that half-court offensive setting. And then defensively, I mentioned guarding the dribble drive against Humboldt. Eureka, though it looks slightly different, the concept is still the same. They're going to be attacking the middle, doing some dribble handoffs, trying to get to the rim. So what we've been working on over the last couple of weeks is going to still be prominent in this matchup tomorrow night.
Clayton, we appreciate the insights, and good luck against Eureka tomorrow.
Yep, thank you much.
That's going to do it for today's Coach's Corner on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Griffin Real Estate and Auction, as well as the Chase County Chamber.